Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great music and interviews, the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, coming up, we have some interview segments and some tunes from Roy Orbison and Chris Isaak. We've also got some requests for Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys and Jack Slacks. Plus some tunes from Webb Wilder, Tiger Army, Gene Vincent, Johnny Powers, Bella Ninos, Stray Cats, and a whole lot more. Let's kick things off with a tune from 1957. Hit the top of the charts for 1 week. It's Buddy Knox and Party Doll on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, all I want is a party doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever-loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, I'll make love to you. Well, I saw a gal walking down the street, the kind of a gal I love to meet. She had blonde hair and eyes blue. Baby, I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Party doll, to be with him when he's feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through his hair. To run her fingers through his hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, I'll make
Hi, this is Webb Wilder, electrifying artist, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Into your heart and soul. tell you people, it's called rock and roll.
That's the last of the Full Grown Men, Mr. Webb Wilder, and his cover of Move It appeared on the album About Time. Now, that was originally the first hit for Mr. Cliff Richard in 1958. Now, we've got a request from John to McCartney. It's Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys and the tune Love That Man.
Hi, this is Big Sandy of Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys, and you're listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
People are talking all over town, let them talk. Your friends keep knocking him down, that's all right, let him knock. He may be a wild one, but he's so sweet to you, they just don't understand. You love that man. Rumors are spreading like Wi-Fi, that's okay.
Baby, baby. time I look into her eyes of blue. Well, now, baby, baby, baby,
baby, baby,
baby,
this is Jammin' James Riley, and we get asked all the time about advertising on Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
You could ask yourself questions.
Listeners could be hearing about your brand right now. New album, festival, vintage clothes, whatever is a good fit. We'll help you get the word out right here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Email us now, rockabillyandbluesradiohour@gmail.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, bluesradiohour@gmail.com. We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour, and we just heard some authentic rockabilly from Sicily, Vince and the Sun Boppers, and the tune Black Haired Woman. Gene Vincent before that with a great blues rocker from 1958 on Capitol Records named Baby Blue. Now up next from Detroit, Michigan, is Johnny Powers going back to 1992 and the tune Mama Rock.
Oh, yeah, he's the one when I sing, he's a rockin' song, he's the one,
like what you don't understand. Just leave me free to do the best I can. Don't lay down condition, let me be just what I am. Don't knock what you don't understand. Don't put down that doesn't sink like you. If I can please myself, I can please you. I can fit the measurements of someone else's plan. Don't knock what you don't understand. All of me that I can give, I give to you. But somewhere along the way I'm not getting it through. Well, wish you would try to make me over. Don't knock what you don't understand.
Steve Train and his bad habits. Don't knock what you don't understand. It's a good word of the wise for all of us. Now, hey, back in April, we spoke with Chris Isaac about several topics, and we have a snippet of that, along with the tune Down in Flames from his latest project, First Comes the Night. You had a friend of yours, Stevie Nicks, suggest that you do some writing and recording here in Nashville. How was that experience like for you?
Oh, man. Working in Nashville was fantastic. Although, I'll be honest, it scared me at first because I came down to work with Paul Worley, and I met him. And I talked to him first on the phone, and he's really down-to-earth guy. He goes back all the way to, you know, Burl Ives he worked with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just like, you can't name somebody that he, you know, you go, Johnny Cash, oh, yeah. You know, whatever. He's worked with everybody, and he's great. He really knows what he does. But when I came to town, I was just scared. I thought, am I going to be Nashville enough for Nashville? Am I the right fit for this town? And the first guy I ran into at breakfast on the first day, they have a free breakfast at the hotel, and I got up at, you know, 10 o'clock or, well, probably 8 o'clock to get the free breakfast.
Yeah.
they always make it for businessmen. I hate that. Like, I'm a musician. I want it at noon, you know?
Sure.
But I got up, I go down there for the free breakfast, and there's Robert Plant sitting there.
Oh, that's a
And he's, and I'd met him, but I didn't know if he really would remember me. And he goes, hey, Chris, come on over. And I sat down and talked a while with him, and he said, let's have dinner. And of course, I was like a puppy following him, and I went to dinner, and he's really smart. He really knows a lot of old music. I know a lot of old rockabilly and rhythm and blues. That's my thing. And so we would sit and talk, but I mean, he would go deep into Lead Belly and deep into stuff that most people don't know. And he really knows his stuff. And I'm walking home after we had dinner and stayed out late talking, and I got home and I got in the elevator at the hotel. I thought, you know, Robert Plant, he may be better looking than I am and a better singer and a bigger legend and everything, but we're both recording in Nashville.
That's
and
cool.
Made me feel real good, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kennedy got it in Lincoln. Caesar got it in the back. Somebody told me Hank Williams died in his Cadillac. Everybody's gotta go sometime. Sooner or later they call your name. I don't know yet, but I'm willing to bet I'm going down in flames. Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
When the good times end and they count my sins, I'm going down in flames. James Dean bought it on the highway. Marilyn found it in a pill. Elvis died or did it? They're looking for him still. Some go soft and quiet. Some go out with a bang. Well, it's way too late for the pearly gates. I'm going down in flames. Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Down in flames.
Oh, when the good times end and they count my sins, I'm going down in flames. At a bar. Change. What's it to you? Hallelujah! I'm going down in flames.
sounds of sirens, subways, and busy crowds of people makes Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Dion feel right at home. New York Is My Home is the latest project from Dion and co-produced by Jimmy Vivino, featuring guest vocals by fellow New Yorker Paul Simon on the title cut.
I'm not alone. New York is
New York Is My Home contains 8 new Dion compositions and 2 choice blues covers. The result is pure rock and roll from the legend that's lived a lifetime defining it.
I can't go back to Memphis. I'm just not too wrong.
Dion, New York Is My Home.
Big Al Seal. Honking, moaning, rocking the righteous red. Oh, yeah.
New York Is My Home from Dion, available from Instant Records. This is Jam and James Riley, and you're tuned to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Just a moment ago, we heard Bella Ninos and Mad Cat Dynamo. Great new project from them. Now let's get back into the new tunes from Tiger Army's 5th album, titled V, or the Roman numeral for 5, whichever you prefer. It's Train to Eternity.
So many miles. Hi, this is W.S. Hall. Hey, guys, I'm listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. What a pleasure this is. Thank you so much.
This song is about a legend, a man dressed in black. He came down the road with a Bible in his hand, guitar on his back. He sang about the old, poor, and beaten down, about prisoners, Indians, and the day the flood came to town. They say he's gone now, but he's still around. You'll know who I'm talking about when you hear this sound. He talked about the flag rising of the sun. He sang about the Lord when the day was done. He sang about Mom and Dad and how he built that Cadillac. He represented the poor. That was his reason for wearing black. They say he's gone now. He's still around. You know who I'm talking about when you hear this sound. Loved his country, always stood for what was right, like a mighty eagle with his wings dressed in flight. He was one of the highwaymen coming through your radio. He's up there singing now, walking the streets of gold. We still miss him, even though we know he's gone. The sound must go on.
That's a Tennessee 3 featuring W.S. Holland and the tune The Legend about their gone but not forgotten friend, Johnny Cash. Now, as mentioned earlier, we have some interview footage from the late, great Roy Orbison, along with a couple of rockabilly tunes from him. Now, Roy talks about how he came to wear his signature sunglasses in the first place.
I was on my way to Dothan, Alabama to play a concert, and I chartered a private plane. And it was a low-wing plane, I remember, and the sun was very bright, so I put on the sunshades and put the clear pair to the side. And when I got to Dothan, I got off the plane and left the clear pair on the airplane and didn't realize it until the sun went down. I was busy rehearsing and everything. All of a sudden, there I was going to perform at night in sunglasses. And I felt very embarrassed. And I got through the night, and then the next day flew to Atlanta, New York, London, and opened the Beatle tour that evening with the same pair of sunglasses. And I was still worried about that. But no one sort of minded. And that tour was... Well, it made the Beatles and myself in Europe and internationally, I guess. It was a really important tour. And with all these photographs around the world with sunshades, I was sort of stuck instant image with that. So it wasn't something I designed or thought up. I'll just do this and be cool. It was a mistake.
Can't be my loving, baby. You ain't got the style. I'm gonna get some real gone love that'll drive a cool cat wild. Gonna move, roll that right on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Well, you gotta move on down the line. I'm gonna get me a gal that'll make some time. Can't be squat, can't be slow, cause when it starts spreading, gotta go, go, go. Thank you. Well, I'm gonna show you ain't so hard. I'm gonna get what you ain't got. She'll be sweet, won't do me wrong. She'll be cool and twice as gone. You gotta roll, move it right on down. Gonna get me a gal that'll go out on the town. Well, you gotta move on down the line. Gonna get me a gal that'll make some time. She can't be quiet, she can't be slow. Cause when it starts strutting, gotta go, go, go.
That's Go, Go, Go by Roy Orbison, recorded for Sun Records in 1956. Now here's more from Roy talking about Ooby Dooby and getting signed to Sun Records.
I had a local television show in West Texas, and everybody who came through to play the Odessa Coliseum would come on the show to promote that show. And of course, I appeared on the same show as well. And Johnny Cash came through, and I asked John about getting on a record label. And he said, call Sam Phillips and tell him I told you to call. And I did that, and Sam said, Johnny Cash doesn't run my record company, and click, hung up the phone. But I had recorded a song called Ooby Dooby at Norman Petty's studio in Clovis, New Mexico, and we sent that to Sam Phillips. And he called me straight away and said, can you be here in 3 days? So I got on the label very quickly after that.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the Ooby Dooby. I just gotta be near Ooby Dooby.
Come on! I threw away my television. Don't wanna waste my time with all that job. If it ain't rock and roll, don't wanna be alive. Come on, yeah, come on. If you wanna get it going, better get it before it's gone.
Hey, it's Jammin' James Riley, and if you're looking for more great shows with great music and interviews, then check out our other show, Catching a Wave. It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. It's summer all year long on Catching a Wave. You'll hear artists like the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, guitar legend Dick Dale, Los Straitjackets, The Atlantics, The Trashmen, The Safaris, The Explorers Club, The Monkees, and so much more. Plus, we'll have games, contests, polls, interviews, and a whole lot of fun, fun, fun. For more information, go to catchingawaveradio.com. That's catchingawaveradio.com. Oh, and bring some sunscreen. Your source for rockabilly, blues, surf, early country, early rock and roll, and Ameripolitan music. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, we just heard Lance Lipinski and The Lovers. It's from their latest project titled Roll, the tune Come On. Now, basically, Lance and the band are my cure for when I need a caffeine boost. Hey, we've got another request. This one from Christian DeKelly. It's the band Jack Slacks, and your time has come.
The doctor told me you better slow down or you're gonna be in trouble. I asked Dr. O'Boogie, now what are my chances of drinking all tonight? Your time has come, like the setting sun. Your time has come, like the shore. Days gone by,
I feel like crying. What can I say?
Hey, everybody, this is Slim Jim Phantom, and you're listening to my buddy Jammin' James Riley on the Rockabilly Blues Radio Hour.
Song called "The Feeling's About to Run Deep and Strong." The name of this song is "Rockabilly Rules."
Let me go, set me free. Why'd you do those things to me? I don't know why you do what you do, but you sure do it good. Your love is like a loaded gun. Now you went and had your fun. Line me up on the wall. Pull the trigger and I fall. Bang, bang, bang. I don't know why you do, but you sure do it good. Everybody's talking, there's a dead man walking. She's got a heart that never mends. He ain't got a clue just what a girl can do, cause all she wants is just revenge. I'm a fool if I stay. Is there any other way to try to win your broken heart? Cause it's torn all apart. I was lost at the start. Don't know why you do, but you sure do it good. Talking, there's a dead man walking. She's got a heart that never mends. He ain't got a clue just what the girl can do, cause all she wants is just a revenge. I'm a fool if I stay, but is there any other way? Try to win your broken heart, cause it's torn all apart. I don't know where to start. Don't know why you do what you do, but you sure do it good. A smile, breaking hearts is just your style. You made a fool out of me. Let me go, set me free. Why'd you do those things to me? Don't know why you do what you do, but you sure do it good. I don't know why you do what you do, but you sure do it good. I don't know why you do what you do, but you sure do it good.
New York City, that's Rhythm Bound, and the tune Sure Do It Good. Velvetone coming to us from Germany was before that with Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And we also heard from the Stray Cats from their Blast Off album and Rockabilly Rules, which of course we wholeheartedly agree. You've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Our website is rockabillyandblues.com. That's rockabilly, the letter N, blues.com. Stay tuned next time for more great music and interviews. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying, keep on rockin'.